Rick Tittle knows his sports.
I hate that guy.
I love that guy. Oh my gosh, he's so fine. Rick Tittle brings home the bacon, fries it up in a pan, and then he eats it.
Ricky T in the hizzle for shizzle, biznatch.
All right, thank you very much for that. Welcome back to the show. I'm Rick Tittle, no relation to YA here downtown San Francisco, the very plush home studios of the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of sports talk. Some of it's pre-recorded. This is live. It's a good time to get in and have your sporting question, comment, or concern addressed by the nation. 1-800-878-PLAY is the number to call, 1-800-878-7529. We'll get you on the air to talk about sports, and I cover every sport. So, football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics. It doesn't matter if it is sports. We are interested here at Sports Byline. So, once again, it's toll-free, 1-800-878-PLAY. We are also worldwide on the American Forces Radio Network, saluting the troops out there, especially saluting the enlisted men and women as they do all the hard work and never get saluted. Wherever you are, though, keeping us safe, daytime or nighttime, we appreciate it. And if you get a chance to call from overseas, it's 00800-878-PLAY. Perhaps you're listening online or would like to, and the website is sportsbyline.com. Refurbished, it looks a lot better now, more user-friendly. So you can go to sportsbyline.com, click Listen Live on the homepage, and these shows shall stream through. If you want to write me an email because you're too shy to call, you can send those along to rick@sportsbyline.com. Joining me in the studio for hour number two. Well, after the break, we will bring in two Raiderettes, the lovely and talented Anna Buxton and the lovely and talented Kathleen Hagedis. They will join us. But Julie Romanowski is in studio with us for another hour. And Julie, we got to meet the Raiderettes there in the news break. And they're even more lovely in person, aren't they?
Oh, they are. They're very lovely. I'm going to offer you a bib because you're drooling so badly.
Why did you have to stereotype me as
I
the
know,
wolf?
I do. That's okay. We know you're a good dog.
When you were a cheerleader, though, did you do Fresno State, too, or is it just high school?
Just high school.
But you want—I know you wanted to be an embraceable you. That's what they call the Ram, the Ram cheerleader.
I wanted to be a Rams cheerleader. I grew up loving the Rams, and I just thought those girls were darling. And
when the Rams moved from the Coliseum to Anaheim, I know people who actually stopped going to games because they were mad they moved. Was your dad in that group?
No. We were still diehard.
All right. Well, we're going to talk. I'm a diehard Raider fan, lifetime season ticket holder. We will talk about the Raiders with two real live Raiderettes in studio. So come on back on Sports Byline.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 877-499-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. 1-877-499-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. 1-877-499-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. That's 1-877-499-MYTV.
Do you have a debt problem? Well, now you can finally do something about those collection calls. You can only avoid your mail and the phone for so long. That's why you need to call the Debt Solutions Network. We have agents standing by right now to assist you with your debt problems. Credit card debt, collection accounts, medical bills, and repossessions. Call now for relief.
800-814-5031. That's 800-814-5031. Not available in all states.
Do you have dry skin, cracked heels, hard calluses, or corns? Then use Cracked Heel Skin Softener from Blue Goo. Cracked Heel has lecithin, lanolin, and beeswax, plus emu oil to penetrate and soften the skin. Just massage Cracked Heel into your feet twice a day and feel the difference. Your feet will thank you. No more pain from cracked heels, hard calluses, or corns. Make your next step a comfortable one with Cracked Heel Skin Softener. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, Rite Aid, and Duane Reade.
In a world where brilliant tech professionals are forced to deal with mindless coworkers.
Should this be plugged in?
Incompetent bosses.
Yeah, I'm gonna need you to come in on Saturday.
And job sites that don't know tech from dreck.
I said I'm a Java developer. That's got nothing to do with coffee.
There's only one hope for salvation. Dice.com. Dice is the number one technology job board. For over 17 years, Dice has focused exclusively on tech jobs, meaning you won't waste time sifting through the garbage you'll find on other job sites. Go to Dice.com to find thousands of jobs all across the country. Software engineers, DBAs, project managers, systems administrators, web developers, and more. Visit Dice.com today. Dice.com.
I'm just a caveman. Your world frightens and confuses me.
Rick Tittle wants to hear from you. The phone call is free, y'all. Just dial 1-800-878-PLAY to get yourself on the air right now. Call him up now, lazy ass. 1-800-878-PLAY.
I don't think you should be butting in when I'm talking to my team. You're my assistant, okay? You're supposed to back me up and go get me juice boxes when I tell you. Now go get me a juice box.
You know who you're talking to.
I'm talking to the juice box guy.
You're crazy.
I'm not crazy.
I'm just thirsty. Why don't you go to hell?
No, you go to hell. While you're there, why don't you grab me a juice box?
I'm no juice box boy, I'll tell you that.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
All right, all right, all right. Thank you very much for that. Welcome back to Live Sports Talk on your radio. I'm Rick Tittle. This is Sports Byline. In studio, downtown San Francisco with Julie Romanowski. And we're quite happy to be joined now by two Raiderettes. We have Anna Buxton and we also have Kathleen Hegedus. Thank you, ladies, for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, pleasure to be here.
All right, let's get to know you. Get to know you. Let's start off with Kathleen because she's going to be attempting to go into her fourth season. I know you guys said you have to try out again. You're going into your fourth season, and I saw a little bio on you. We have a lot in common because I have a communications degree from St. Mary's College, and so do you. How about those Gales right now?
Those Gales. You know, I had the pleasure of actually cheering for the Gales, both the men's and women's basketball teams. While I was attending school, and I'm so happy to see them doing so well this year. We've definitely got a big pool going at work. So,
do you keep in contact with any of the girls there that are still cheering? And
absolutely, you know, it's kind of funny. We've started joking at St. Mary's. We've done a lot to build that program, and I think because of how well our teams have done over the past few years, we've also had girls that have cheered and danced and have gone on to cheer for and dance for other professional teams. So we've got a Warrior girl, we've had 49ers, we've had Raiders. So it's pretty cool.
And I know you wanted to continue your education. You want to get an MBA. And someday it says here you want to launch your own food product line, which is interesting because we have Julian here who has her own health. What would you call it?
It's
nutritional.
Nutrition. And actually, and I don't know her as Kathleen. I know her as Katie. Katie worked for Nutrition 53 when she was in college.
Small world.
My gosh. Did we know that going in?
No.
I think we did.
Wow.
No,
that's
we did
kind
not.
Of serendipitous. Well, anyway, it's fantastic having you. And we should know that Kathleen Hegedus was a Rookie of the Year her first year. And how funny that we have the present reigning Rookie of the Year, Anna Buxton, as well. And Anna, you're originally from the Lone Star State?
Yeah. I grew up in Austin, Texas.
You didn't want to be a Cowboy? Dallas Cowboys
fan? I was never a Cowboys fan. I know, crazy to believe, but never was a Cowboys fan.
And what led you out this way?
My brother lives out here, and I came to visit and just fell in love with the Bay Area. So I moved out quickly after.
And I know at its core, it's very simplistic to just say cheerleaders because you guys are dancers at a professional level. And I know, Anna, someday you would like to open your own dance studio. So teaching your craft is something close to your heart?
Yeah, I'd love to do that.
All right, 1-800-878-PLAY. Talk to a Raiderette. This is about as good as it's going to get. I have a brother, and we had a bet every year until he got married that he said every year, he goes, I'm going to go on a date with a Raiderette. And I bet him $20, and I said, that's a bet that I hope I lose. I mean, I hope that you do. It never happened for him. So I realized talking to a Raiderette on the phone.
I think he owes you $20.
maybe
if he calls in.
1-800-878-PLAY. We'll get to we'll get to the Raiders as we go along and the team on the field and such things. But I remember watching on the Hard Knocks show on HBO about the Cowboys one year, and they spent a little time on the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders. And when you talk about iconic cheerleaders, the Raiderettes, the Cowboys, and there's about three groups that are at tops, and you two guys there are tops. And the teaching there seemed almost militant. Those girls were on eggshells. They were completely nervous. And I remember one of the teachers said, listen, let me tell you how you got it wrong. It's not a look, it's a nod. It's not a look, it's a nod. And she said, okay, I got it. Does it ever get that precise and serious?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm kind of laughing here as they're asking it, because it's all about precision for us. You know, what we put out on the field is a product. And I remember our director one Saturday morning practice saying to us, you know, people don't come to see normal or average. They come because they expect to see perfection. And that's what they expect not only from you, but from our team. So you have no choice but to deliver. So, yeah, that nod or the wink would definitely be brought down.
So you understand where they're coming from. See, to me, I always love the fact that you guys are able to dance to anything. You guys can dance to Crazy Train, which I have the most undanceable song. Yeah, and but I noticed that in the groups, and you change each corner of the field each quarter, and you go by height. They put the smallest ones together and the tallest ones together accordingly. There's always a captain, and you see her like throw up two fingers, like, now we're going to do routine number two. Maybe you'll see, like, during a timeout, one group's dancing, another group staying still. I guess it's all depending on the captain. How much power does the captain have? Is that what you call her, the captain?
Yes, definitely. Okay. Well, I can speak with a little bit of experience. This year, I was a co-captain for our line one, the shorties. Mm-hmm. And we have the best one.
My favorite line.
Number one, you know, all for one.
I don't know. Line three was pretty amazing.
This is my little sis on the team, too. So we can have this little rivalry. But definitely, we've got to keep focused and organized when we're out there, because you never know what music you're going to get. So whether it's, you know, Of the Air and Night and Phil Collins, or you've got, Ice Cube on, you never know what you're going to get. So you've got to stay focused and be able to direct your line to get things moving.
And as we know, there are four routines. You do one before the game. At the end of each quarter break, you run into the end zones, you do a game. And then sometimes there's a halftime one as well. So you talk about the dedication and practice. And these things you learn in a week. I mean, it's got to be pretty packed in and strenuous there.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we start pretty early, though. Once tryouts are completed the end of April, we move forward, and immediately we're starting, you know, to prepare for our early preseason games in August.
Now, I have a question for you. So when you say that you both have been Rookie of the Year, so what are they looking for when and so when you get in, you know, you end up becoming a Raiderette, and they say these are things that you can, you know, work towards. So what are they looking for? And here, both of you were rookies of the year. So what does that title mean? And what does that entail?
Sure. Well, I can speak for what we saw in Anna. because for us, Rookie of the Year, it's voted on not only by our director, but all the veteran members of the team. And for us, Rookie of the Year is someone who really embraces what the organization and what our team is about. And that is definitely a commitment and dedication to your teammates, your fellow members, but also understanding, you know, what the principles are that we're all here for. I mean, we're really here to give back to the community. We're also here to work hard. And Anna did a fantastic job this year. I was so blessed.
Thank you. Kathleen was my big sister this year, so I had a good role model to follow.
Well, and people don't realize, too, so you're giving up all of this time that you could be doing other things. And you guys aren't paid very much. I mean, if you think about that. I mean, why don't you tell us a little bit about how many hours that you put in.
It's a lot of hours.
In trying to then either maintain going to school or having a job.
Sure. You know, and we always try to look at it as it's an opportunity. You know, it's a choice, and it's kind of a little bit of a gift. You know, this experience opens doors for many of us that might not have been open before. And personally, I know with work, it definitely is a balance. You know, you're putting in the early hours there, and then you're rushing to get to practice on time and make sure you're prepared for that, too.
And when you think about it, you're going to be a Raiderette for the rest of your life. And there are people who have been on Broadway. There are people who have been in movies. And the cachet that you're going to have when you're, you know, you're 80 years old and you're playing with your grandkids, and you're going to be the former Raiderette. No one can ever
take.
That's
a big deal. That's
no
like
one
a
can,
rocket.
Yeah.
You know?
No one.
Raiderette rocket.
Yeah. I mean, it's to me, it's about as big as it gets. And you think about thousands, literally hundreds of thousands of little girls out there that are cheerleading for their high school team. You guys have reached as high as it can possibly get. Like I said, no one can ever take that away from you. You will always, always be a Raiderette. And I'm sure you appreciate that now. But when you retire, like I said, you start maybe if you have a family. And
retire? They're not that old.
Well, I'm just saying. retire from their jobs, not from Raiderettes. I'm just saying when you get in, you know, when you get into middle age and you have kids, maybe grandkids, you will always, always be a Raiderette. And people will always look at you with a little extra smile because of that. And I think that's pretty cool. Fitting music as we go to the break. We're going to come back and continue our discussion with Anna Buxton and Kathleen Hegedus, Raiderettes. If you'd like to participate, 1-800-878-PLAY. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on Sports Byline.
These days, you hear them everywhere. Get out of debt quick promises asking you to call right now to solve all your credit problems. But please, listen carefully. Don't make a huge mistake. There is a better way. Trinity Debt Management. Many debt settlement companies have created a dangerous misunderstanding. Simply put, debt settlement often ends up destroying your credit and ultimately may lead to asset seizure and bankruptcy. There is a better way out. Trinity Debt Management can show you how to pay off your debt, preserve your good name, save thousands in interest, and in the end, actually improve your credit rating, not destroy it. Say no to debt settlement. Say yes to debt management. Trinity Debt Management. Make the right choice and become debt-free for keeps. Call 1-800-899-0615. That's 1-800-899-0615.
Homeowners, how would you like to receive a $1,500 tax credit and save up to $465 a year on high energy bills?
Pella Windows wants to show you how for free.
It's time to replace those drafty, sticky, outdated windows.
Pella Windows makes window and door replacement easy every step of the way.
You'll enjoy informative, no-pressure shopping, free expert advice, and a free in-home consultation. Plus, we handle everything for you.
Save money on your utility bills. Make your home look beautiful. And get a $1,500 tax credit at the same time.
Call for a free, no-pressure, in-home consultation with a Pella Window expert.
Ask about the limited-time $100 off-season special and 0% financing when you call. Call 800-583-1931. That's 800-583-1931. Experience the Pella difference for yourself. Call for your free consultation now. 800-583-1931. That's 800-583-1931.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies, and Barron's columnists cover all the market's action so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
You can see the receiver's kind of pulling up. You can see it in the eyes. You can see fear in the receiver's face. The tough ones hang tough in there, but the ones that don't have a lot of heart, they give it up.
George popped Russ Francis right in the nose. Broke his nose. It bled the whole game. I said, George, why did you do that? He said, well, that guy's 6'5", 230 pounds, and I'm 5'11", 180, and I just had to let him know that that's the way it's going to be today.
Invent.
invented FUBU.
For us, by us. Welcome back to Titillating Sports. I'm your host, Rick Tittle. This is Sports Byline USA, coast to coast and border to border. In fact, bleeding over both borders into Canada and Mexico. Glad to have you with us wherever you're listening, daytime or nighttime, on the American Forces Radio Network as well. 1-800-878-PLAY gets you on the air. We're speaking with two Raiderettes, Kathleen Hagedis, as I know her. I know she's Katie to you.
Katie to me.
And Anna Buxton here, two Raiderettes. And, you know, at the end of every game, I'll go down to the press conference with the head coach, and as we're waiting outside the room, the players are coming in. That's also, they say, make way, and the Raiderettes pass by. So I've seen you guys pass by before. And I got to tell you, for anybody who thinks that's a cake job, you guys are just as muddy as the players. You're just as sweaty.
I mean, rainy. You are out
in the elements, and maybe at halftime you'll get to put on a little thin windbreaker or something. You guys are spent, and you still, as you walk through, everyone smiles. You still got to throw that smile on. It's not easy, is it?
All in a day's work, right? No complaints.
Now, here's a question for both of you. So you both decide that you're going to try out and you make it. What did dads, boyfriends, brothers, you know, it's one thing if it's somebody else. What did everybody say in your families about this?
My family was pretty excited. I actually didn't tell anybody, just in case. You know, I didn't want the, oh, sorry, you know, all that. So I didn't tell anybody. So they were really surprised. My mom was shocked. She was like, what? I didn't even know you were trying out. It was pretty cute.
You know, and as far as my family goes, I grew up dancing. I mean, you know, I have two younger brothers, so we had sports every weekend in my house. But I was always directing my parents, okay, make sure you hit the football game because I'm going to be performing at halftime. And so I remember my dad just even taping my performances, reviewing the film, you know, with me. And so when I told them about making the Raiderettes, they were thrilled. Couldn't wait to come see.
And I know you also were an athlete at our alma mater, St. Mary's. As I was mentioning, I played football and lacrosse there. They've since got rid of the football team.
Indeed.
But I went to a lacrosse alumni dinner there in January. It was a lot of fun, and I still have a lot of connections with St. Mary's. As you know, a fantastic place. You were also on the volleyball team, which I imagine you did a lot of setting. And I bet you – and also you were on the golf team. So I think a lot of guys who love golf – their ultimate dream would be to go out with a Raiderette who also was on the golf team. You can handle yourself on the links, can't you, Kathleen?
You know, growing up, like I said, with two brothers, there was not much room for discussion about what activities you would be doing over the summer. So I'm pretty thankful for that. You know, my parents got me involved at a young age in golf and tennis and other sports, and it builds that team mentality, absolutely, which was what we have here.
And Anna, let's talk about the dancing for a minute. I alluded to it a little bit in the beginning. Gone are the days where you just have to be very pretty and throw some pom-poms in the air. You have to be dancers at a professional level. And I'm sure that's a great separator, because you can have great dancers who maybe don't have the aesthetic look of an NFL cheerleader, and you can have beautiful girls that are completely uncoordinated. So how much dancing is it? Is it like 90% dancing, or where would you say?
It's a lot of dancing. I personally did ballet all growing up and was never a cheerleader. So this is my first time to be an actual cheerleader, you know, so I was really prepared for the dance aspect.
I think that's one of the great things about being a Raiderette, though, is that there's no minor leagues. They will take anyone off the street. They can find a gem.
Maybe I'll try out. What do you think?
Yeah, they could get a Starbucks barista. They can get anyone, a truck driver. That's why I love these open tryouts. Maybe they can.
If she
Have
has
seen technique.
The uniform?
Well, you know what's so funny? Sure. I remember we got traded to the Eagles after playing in San Francisco, and I have to admit also the San Francisco 49er cheerleaders are, you know, into dance. And
the Gold Rush.
The Gold Rush.
Boo.
So we go to – would you stop? You're very naughty today. Listen to you. So we go to Philly, and I go to the first game, and what do I always see? I want to see the girls. Mm-hmm. They were the worst dancers I have ever seen. I was so disappointed for that organization. Now they've since changed their entire – they've revamped what they've done for their cheerleading squad. But I have to tell you, when we came to the – to the Raiders, I have to tell you, you guys put in a lot of time and effort, and you guys are all great dancers.
You really are.
It's amazing. It was fun to see, and even my son, when he was little, always said, oh, Mommy, those girls are so pretty. You
know, yeah, he doesn't say that anymore at 16. I'm sure he's probably saying
that. No, he doesn't say
that. Well, coming from you, Julie, that means a lot, because I know you've seen your fair share of games, and you could probably be right up there and critique us. So,
well, it was a joy to see. It was. And actually, it was great to see even the Raiderettes during the week of Super Bowl when we played against Tampa and San Diego. And people need to realize out there, it's not just about a pretty face and a great body. You really are ambassadors to the organization, and what a great responsibility that is, in addition to being an ambassador to our city.
Yeah, let's touch on that a little bit. Like, I had a caller earlier in the show saying, you know, Ben Roethlisberger has to watch himself as he represents the NFL, but you guys represent the NFL as well. I'm sure that you have had literature and people have sat you down just to say, please, please, please don't do this, this, and this. How serious do they get with all that?
You know, it's, and I'll have Anna give her input because, you know, everyone has their own take, but you definitely have to recognize the opportunity you have to make the right impression. Mm-hmm. And so I think from the get-go, we definitely make sure to go through exercises. Here's some questions you might get asked. Here's situations that you might get put into. And here's the best way we think to handle those. And I think just anyone, whether you're a college basketball player during the NCAA tournament, whether you're an Oakland Raiderette, mm-hmm. or whether you're a professional football player, everyone has the opportunity to make the right impression. And so that's, I think, what you're obliged to do.
Yeah. We also do the juniors programs with the little mm-hmm. little kids. And
that's great. One game a year, you bring them out at halftime.
Yeah, two, actually.
Oh, is it two? Okay.
They look at you guys all starry.
Oh, the way they look up to us. I mean, you have to give them exactly what they're looking for, that perfect role model.
Well, here's one thing, though. I remember being also in Denver, and I know you guys are all told around the league that really – you're not supposed to fraternize at all with any of the football players. And there was a great gal who ended up marrying Jason Elam, and who was the kicker for the Broncos. And she really Tammy had to keep it, you know, under the radar, and they fell in love. They get married, and she still continued to cheer. So it was really cute to see that. Now, is it the same situation with you girls here? Or are you allowed to now date the players or not? Or,
you know,
Wait a second. I saw Anna. Oh. What was that? Anna's rolling. She looks a little uncomfortable.
That's a kind of personal
question. Yeah, that
what?
Well, no. I mean, this is what, I mean, you live it. I mean, she ended up being a Bronco wife, married to a mm-hmm. Bronco player. She dated him. And
well, before they answer, I want to remember, I can't remember a guy's name, but there was a Miami Dolphin tight end. This was in the early 90s. You know how the players run out in between you. As he ran out, he had his engagement ring, and he gave it to the Dolphins cheerleader. And then he ran by, and she started to cry. They had been dating for a while, and all the other cheerleaders ran over, and they were all excited. So he got engaged as he ran out. So he didn't get on his knee. It was just I guess he didn't want to make it too dramatic. He just went like this. Here's the ring, and she took it.
It was perfect. It was pregame warm up, so he could run and then pass the ring right to her.
He came out for the introductions, but so obviously it was okay with the Dolphins.
I'm looking at Anna over there. She's the cat's got to get out of the bag. What's going on over there?
Well, I don't personally date uh-huh. any of the players or haven't, but we are allowed to. Right, it's okay. Not against the rules.
Exactly. And I think that, you know, each organization is a little different. But, I mean, I guess from an exposure standpoint, I mean, we see the guys at charity appearances. We see them out in the community. But really, other than that, practices are separate. We mm-hmm. run very different schedules. But, you know, we have heard of them, you know, a few instances where there's that happy marriage and these long-term relationships. So it's always just looking out, you know, for your best interests and what makes you happy.
And it's also, people should know as well, it should go without saying that the Raiderettes do quite fine without dating a Raider. They can get any guy they want. Maybe they might
go for a dentist
or something.
I mean, she might just, you know, fall in love with some great tight end or something. You never know.
With a great tight end.
Well said.
There you go.
All right. 1-800-878-PLAY to talk to a Raiderette. Now, when I was a kid in the late 70s, I had the Raiderette poster in my room. And you guys do calendars and other photo shoots like that. Maybe you'll go to an exotic island. Talk about, we'll get to the charity stuff in a minute, but talk about some of those other things like these, like you nice enough to bring in a calendar. Talk about the calendar and stuff like that.
Yeah, well, we got to go to Kona this year. It was really fun. Me and Kiki got to stay together, so that was fun. Beautiful island. I don't know, it's exciting. It was my first time to ever do any kind of modeling or anything like that, so it was cool.
I love how to me she's Kathleen, to you she's Katie, and to Anna she's Kiki.
Oh, I know.
No, so I'm third down.
Yeah,
I got to work my way up to Katie.
It's going
to
take a while there, Rick.
That's the ladder.
But they obviously can't pick every Raiderette to be in the calendar. So I
we
guess
we are. We're all in it, all 36 of us.
But so what I mean is like each month, though, or they get like maybe several for
you
each
You haven't
month.
Looked at the calendar yet?
He's going to look at that later.
No, I know. My cousin Andrew went to San Ramon High with Nicole Johnson, I want to say.
Sure. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and so he had, when he got to her month, he just left it there. Because,
for what reason, Rick?
Because they were old friends.
Oh,
okay. And actually, I'll say this, and I hope this doesn't sound weird, but every year, because what happens with the NFL is, you know, there's a commercial or a timeout or replay, and 90% of it is not football. So when I'm in the crowd and I got the binoculars, I'll look at the Raiderettes. And so what I try, and I always, I got to say, no offense, I like the shorties probably the best, but there's always a cute one.
good answer.
But there's always one that I have two brothers will say, which one's your favorite Raiderette this year? And we'll always pick out one and say, that one. Which one? Third from the back line. And we always know that, you know, my Raiderette's there in the second quarter.
Your Raiderette?
My Raiderette. That's okay. Exactly right. All right, well, come on back. We'll continue the discussion. I think everybody's in shock listening right now. 1-800-878-PLAY. Come on back on Sports Byline.
Living paycheck to paycheck.
We're so far into debt.
All we do is fight about it.
We don't know what to do anymore.
How would you like to get a call finding out that your Visa bill had been reduced from $8,000 to $4,800? What about discovering you had an extra $500 to $1,200 in your budget per month because of what you are saving on your credit card bills? All of these dreams are possible when you make 1 5-minute call to Jordan McKenna. They will match you to a reputable law firm that can stop harassing collection calls, reduce your monthly payments, and save you literally thousands of dollars off your credit card debt. They work for you, not the credit card company, so you can get the maximum savings possible for your situation. Call for free information now. 800-817-5542. Individual results will vary, so please review all program details and terms. Call 800-817-5542. That's 800-817-5542. 800-817-5542.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller or
you
something?
Know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better, and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending, just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Has your vacation or business trip been ruined as a result of jet lag? When you arrive at your destination, are you too tired to enjoy yourself or take care of business? Now there's a product that helps fight jet lag and protects against dry skin, fatigue, headaches, impaired vision, insomnia, low blood sugar, and illness. Take Jet Lag Free. It's nature's defense against jet lag. Jet Lag Free. Available at dothegoo.com and in all Walgreens stores.
Hi, I'm Rick Tittle, and I host the Video Game Review every Sunday night at 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight on the East Coast, right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Video games are way more important than your job, your school, or your relationship, so let's talk about them. Everything from the 2600 to the 360. I don't work for any video game company, so I'll tell you what's worth your money and what stinks. Also, cheat codes, interviews, your calls, I'll give away a game, release dates, all that and more every Sunday night right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Back to pass, goes targeted. He's going down the middle, and White makes the catch. He is creamed, but holds on to the football, losing the helmet. Chin strap flying one way, helmet the other. Holy Toledo.
We'll be right back.
cares about anything else when you've got Rick Tittle on the radio?
I do realize it's never going to get any better than this. I've been broadcasting for 21 years, and this is probably the hype. When I was first got involved, I got to go to the Playboy Mansion for Hugh Hefner's wedding. That was the
height. Did you get a number?
That was the height of my television career. This is the height of my radio career because we have two lovely and talented Raiderettes in here. Anna Buxton, Rookie of the Year of the Oakland Raiderettes, and Kathleen Hegedus, a co-captain and a former Rookie of the Year. And we talk about swimsuit calendars and personal appearances that you guys can do as well. But you also do a lot of charity work. And I know, Kathleen, close to your heart is cancer research as well. So let's talk about some of the philanthropic things the Raiderettes do.
Sure. You know, we do over 400 events each year. They span across the Bay Area. So you'll always see one of us out each weekend, especially throughout the season, during the season. And I know I personally am always excited to get to go to the events that deal with some of my interests. You know, I've had several family members diagnosed with breast cancer. And so when you're doing events that are going to benefit those who have been touched by that disease, it's always a nice feeling.
It's probably quite empowering to be able to be out there doing a cause like that.
Absolutely.
And I've been to certain things where there have been Raiderettes. Like, I've maybe been to a mall one time and I walked by. This is probably around 95 and Shauna Zimmerman was there.
Shauna.
I know she's an instructor now. Is that right?
Yeah. She does choreography for
us. This is when she was a Raiderette. And she was just sitting in a store in a booth and there was no one there. And so she signed me up a little thing. Very nice young lady. I remember going to the Chevy's down here a few years ago during Cinco de Mayo. There were two Raiderettes there. And I made some statement about how we need a new blank, whatever it was, quarterback, linebacker. And the girl snapped on me and got really defensive. I go, oh, hold on. I'm a season ticket holder. So obviously, long-suffering these last 7 years. I'm sure you guys are a little bit defensive as well because the first question you might get asked is, oh, the Raiders suck, man. Do you have to sometimes?
That's exactly how they say it.
They will. They'll probably say it even worse than that. But do you take a step back and have to respond to a lot of that?
I try to. Definitely take a step back before I say anything too quick. But always trying to be positive, you know.
How could they not be? There's positivity. They're good looking. They're gorgeous, you know. Great dancers.
Sometimes beautiful people cry on the inside. I go through that every day.
Let me give you a tissue, Rick.
All right. One more question I have before we get to the tryouts. Mm-hmm. Just some of the machinations and things that you go through, and I've noticed over the years. You guys, before the two-minute warning, you're off the field. And I know sometimes it's for a wardrobe change, but sometimes I think it's because just in case the fans riot or something. Why do you guys leave? And then the second half will start, and you guys aren't there sometimes, and you'll run out late. Is that all wardrobe stuff?
Usually, or if it's like a halftime performance, we need to go get ready for the halftime performance, freshen up, you know, get the lipstick back on, and...
Because I know, like, before the game, you guys will walk through the crowd. And guys, when they're leaning over the railing, as you know, I love you. But I have noticed over the years, when you walk through the crowd, it's like silent as a church. Most guys are like, oh, my gosh, they're so close.
Well, yeah, and I'm
and
glad
they
they're
freeze
not
up.
Spilling their beer on them. Right? That's because that game hasn't started.
All right, 1-800-878-PLAY to call in. Speaking with Anna Buxton and Kathleen Hegedus, Raiderettes. And as I was mentioning earlier, one of the great things about the Raiderettes is that they are open to newcomers. You have to prove yourself. As Kathleen knows, she's had to prove herself, even though she was Rookie of the Year. And Anna will try out again. I have every reason to believe Anna will
she'll
be back.
She's dead ringer.
That's
right.
If they cut the Rookie of the Year, something is very wrong there. let's just talk about... Before we get into the nitty-gritty and logistics, let's just talk about the process and each of the first times you tried out. I know you kept it a secret, Anna, but what's the first step people take?
I think the first step that I took was just doing my research. As I had mentioned before, I cheered and danced at St. Mary's and throughout high school. And so I knew at a pretty young age I was hoping to move through the ranks. So for anyone who might be listening or be interested in tryouts, it's do your research. Figure out what it is that brings you to the Raiders or to another team and really evaluate if that's something you want to be a part of in the history. And then from there, we have a wealth of knowledge about the Raiderettes and what we're involved in and what the commitment is like on our website. And then we'll have some events coming up, the next couple of weeks to also paint that picture for them.
And how about just a confidence issue? Because Well, I know a lot of times women can be very hard on themselves. Well, everybody can, but they'll say, I know I'm not a good enough dancer. Oh, man, all those girls are so pretty, and I'm not pretty enough, and all that thing. I mean, the confidence issue is so huge, isn't it?
You kind of just have to let that go. Just believe in yourself.
It's funny. I had the opportunity to judge 1 year the Denver Bronco cheerleaders, and being a judge was a big responsibility. And I remember, you know, you have to learn a certain routine, and you know, I don't know if you girls, if they all go through a series of questions and then interviews, but we had to interview and then we had to go to a back room. And it's like this 4-day process and like this process of elimination, like American Idol. And you've got everybody's photo up on the wall. And which one do you want? And I don't know, let's bring this one back in for an interview. Let's bring this one back in for dancing. Now, did that happen for both of you when you both tried out? Were you brought back in for a second interview? What was it like for you to make it through that first process? I mean,
the first process is just like prelims is really just going out there. You say your name, you know, you're in your cute little dress and you just try and show them whatever you can, you know, your spark in that like 30 seconds you have. But then after that, once you get through prelims, then it's finals and you learn the dance and then you get to show them, okay, I can dance. Then there's the interview process, you know, and they ask you a bunch of questions and it's nerve-wracking, but you know, you definitely want to show that you stand out and like have that certain something.
And what are the odds? I mean, I'm sure there are more that try out than make it. As you said, there's less than 40 spots available. And what is the percentage for people who make it?
Well, just to give you an idea, I think, you know, the year after we went to the Super Bowl, I want to say there was record numbers of 800 girls. But
Oh,
that's a lot.
Typically, we've got around 400 or so that come out for prelims. And then from there, you know, the field gets brought down maybe more in the 150 range. I mean, it varies every year, but ultimately you're going out for, you know, 36 spots. And I think it's really kind of cool that, you know, as a veteran, you have to try out just like everyone else, and you have to earn your spot. And I think for us, it was more nerve-wracking for me my second year coming back than the first year.
Because here you were rookie of the year.
You have more to prove.
I see.
Well, talk about the decision of when, you know, you want to get your MBA, Kathleen, and and Anna, someday you want to open a studio, and maybe someday as women you'd like to have kids. But on the other hand, you don't want to let go of this because this is a once-in-a-lifetime thing, and you're I don't want to say miracle, but your dreams have come true. You're Raiderettes. And so, and I know girls have come in just for a year or two and gone on to the next thing. So I can imagine you want to hold on to this as long as you possibly can, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I joked with our director, Karen. I said, you know, Karen, if this was a full-time job, then, you know, I think we'd all be here for a while. But it's meant to, I think, be, you know, take advantage of the time. I feel so blessed. Anna and I have had a great year together. I've made so many great friendships. We've had so many opportunities. We actually just got back from Japan after visiting the troops. And, you know, where else am I going to get an opportunity like
that? Well, let's talk about that because we're on the American Forces Radio Network. I got a call last year from a Marine at the embassy in Tokyo. So there are probably a few people listening right now. I mean, on the one hand, how fantastic to get a trip to Japan. On the other hand, to just bring a little home cooking to the troops. I mean, you talk about the looks on those people's faces when they got to see, boy, the Raiderettes came to us.
Oh, it was so exciting. We got to go to the Itsugi Naval Base, and we spent Super Bowl with them. Actually, Super Bowl there is at 8 in the morning, Monday morning. So we had breakfast with them. But
Super Bowl Monday.
They were so excited. It was just, it was so fun to be there with them.
5,000 pictures, probably.
It was great. It was totally great. I mean, and that's, you know, the most memorable part, I think, of that trip was when the national anthem was played. And, you know, everyone's standing up. We're all standing. We're watching. And Carrie Underwood belts out the national anthem. And you're seeing grown men, everyone in the room, start to kind of tear up. And then you realize the magnitude of what you're taking, you know, you're watching and you're there for. And it was pretty incredible.
Now, did they take the whole team or picked only part of you to go to Japan? Did all 36 go?
There were only 6 of us that went, but only
rookie of the year.
So how were the 6 of you chosen to go participate?
I don't know.
That's a good question. You know, we try to each year. We've been very blessed to be able to send several groups of girls overseas. We've gone to Iraq, we've gone to Afghanistan, and we have done trips to Japan before. So I think it's probably, you know, those tenured positions, you know, we always say that you have an opportunity to prove yourself every rehearsal, every opportunity that, you know, every charity you get. So I think that, Karen probably looks at those things.
All right, let's talk about your, biggest gaffe that you've done in a Raiderette during a game and your favorite moment as well, because I remember this very, very clearly. When I was 14, a Raiderette was cheering and her top came down. I'll never forget that. And also, also there are some great moments on the field, as we said, you know, when great plays and other things and excitements, things like that. So obviously, hopefully no horrible wardrobe malfunction, but ever fall down in the mud. I know sometimes when a girl wants to go get a drink, it's very precise how she lays her pom-poms down, unscrews the little bottle, takes a drink.
You watch that closely.
I don't. Oh. When
you
during,
seem to know a lot.
Yeah. You are our greatest fan.
After a long time
you're
of...
not stalking him. I don't know about him.
Listen, when you're in the stands and you can either talk to a guy with a snake tattoo on his face or look at the Raiderettes, I'd rather do that. So... let's just talk about maybe a worst mistake on the field and favorite moment, Anna.
Oh, goodness. Worst mistake. I can't even think.
She's perfect. That's why she's right here.
I don't know. Maybe I erased all the mistakes from my memory.
Okay, but what about favorite moment?
Favorite moment was the first time I went out for a Raider Nation celebration. That was just awesome. Like, we'd practice all summer long and had the uniform on. It was just like the first time that I was like, wow, I'm actually a Raiderette. So that was really cool. And I'll think of my worst moment.
Okay, so I don't know if I would consider mine the worst moment, but it was definitely the funniest. Mm-hmm. And as you know, when we do our, we call it player intro tunnels. So it's when the team's going to run out, they announce, you know, and Jamarcus Russell, and then the crowd goes wild. And we have those four lines so the players can run through. And I was on the end, you know, being one of the shorties at the very end. And I think we were playing the Chiefs. And as they announced the opposing team to come on the field, I could see across, you know, the line from me, the girls with their eyes getting bigger and bigger. And I'm going, what is going on? And all of a sudden I hear this rather large grunt and someone's hands right by my face. And one of the Chiefs players decided that they would jump up and try to surprise me. But I will say that being a trained Raiderette, I did not move. I didn't react, but it was probably one of those moments that no one ever let me
tripped
down.
I would have literally tripped him. That's what I would have done.
No, you know what it is? That's just that good St. Mary's College education. I had two friends, one from Stanford, one from Cal, and I was going there, and we went to the basketball game, and they had never been to campus. And I said, what do you think? And they said, these are just like our schools, except you have pretty girls here.
I think we have
proof right here as well. All right. And they're smart. And they don't flinch when a big, fat, stupid chief tries to scare them as well. Come on back. We'll wrap things up. We'll give you a little more information on how to be a Raiderette. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on Sports Byline.
Smart Money is searching for true investment value today, whether in stocks, commodities, bonds, or real estate. But only one asset class is up fourfold over the last decade, precious metals. Best of all, today gold and silver are still undervalued from a long-term inflation and historical basis. But before you jump into the best assets of the 21st century, get educated by the gold experts at Swiss America. For three decades, their motto has simply been, "In serving, we lead." Their prices are fair, resources are great, and service impeccable. Yes, Smart Money is going for gold and going with Swiss America. Lift your gold IQ right now. Call toll-free 800-932-5197. That's 800-932-5197 for their 2010 DVD, CD, and Economic Realities Report. Call 800-932-5197 today.
Find out what thousands have already discovered about National Credit Direct. Call now to get the computer or HDTV of your dreams and improve your credit at the same time. National Credit Direct's easy flex payment program allows customers with bad credit to purchase and own electronics while helping them repair their credit. No rent-to-own program can say that. If you want to improve your credit and you can afford a weekly payment of $29.99 for just 12 months, then call us now.
There's no credit check,
All you need is an active checking or savings account and can verify your income. Your job and payments act as your credit. So call now at 888-749-1179 to receive your brand new computer. Act now and we'll add a Blu-ray player, digital camera, extra software suite, and a free MP3 player. What are you waiting for? Stop renting and call National Credit Direct now. Call 888-749-1179. That's 888-749-1179.
National Credit Direct, a better solution for rent to own.
Homeowners, how would you like to receive a $1,500 tax credit and save up to $465 a year on high energy bills?
Hella Windows wants to show you how for free.
It's time to replace those drafty, sticky, outdated windows.
Hella Windows makes window and door replacement easy every step of the way.
You'll enjoy informative, no-pressure shopping, free expert advice, and a free in-home consultation. Plus, we handle everything for you.
Save money on your utility bills. Make your home look beautiful and get a $1,500 tax credit at the same time.
Call for a free, no-pressure, in-home consultation with a Pella Window expert.
Ask about the limited-time $100 off season special and 0% financing when you call. Call 800-583-1931. That's 800-583-1931. Experience the Pella difference for yourself. Call for your free consultation now. 800-583-1931. That's 800-583-1931.
You do understand English. This isn't that complex.
Tittle ate 200 chicken wings at yo mama's house last night. Now, back to Fat Boy.
That's an exaggeration. Anyway, a couple of minutes left in the show. I'm Rick Tittle, downtown San Francisco here on Sports Byline with Julie Romanowski. I've had such a pleasure having Kathleen Hegedus and Anna Buxton in, two Raiderettes. Just a real pleasure for all of us here.
Beautiful ambassadors.
At the network. The people listening on Extra Sports 860 in the Bay Area, a lot of Raider fans listening as well. So let's get to the logistics. Someone's listening right now, a young lady who thinks, you know what, I'm inspired by what they had to say. I'm very impressed, and I want to try out. So Raiders.com, is that the place to go?
Absolutely. You're going to want to go to Raiders.com, and then there is a header under Raiderettes. We've got a lot of features coming through each day, so you'll probably see something on the main page as well.
Now, does it cost any money? Or?
And you're going to offer a class, I should say. One is this Saturday, and then a third and the 10th. And this is a class to get girls prepared. I think it's a great idea so they don't just walk in there cold. What happens at the class, Anna?
Well, me and Kathleen will actually be there, so they can come meet us this Saturday, the 27th. Really, it's
at Bancroft Middle School.
Bancroft Middle School.
San Leandro.
And that's actually what I did last year. I wasn't really sure kind of what I was doing, and I went to the prep class. And when I left the prep class, I was like, okay, I'm definitely trying out. The girls were nice. The Raiderettes were awesome. It really just shows like the choreography, the technique. You get to meet the directors and stuff and just kind of see what's going on.
And Kathleen, first day of real tryouts, April 11th, the final auditions April 18th, that will be at the Hilton Airport, correct?
Yep, same location, and they'll give all the details on April 11th if you make it to finals.
Now, is it $20 to the first time that you come in, $25 online?
So there is a registration packet, and if you send that in before April 2nd, it'll be $20. Walk-ins, $25.
All right, go Raiders, go Gales.
Go
Raiderettes.
Go Gales, go Raiders.
All right, thank you so much, Anna and Kathleen. We'll see you on the field next year.
Thank you.
I'm Rick Tittle. My thanks to Julie. Thanks for coming in, Julie.
Thank you, my pleasure.
Don't go anywhere. Coming up next, more Sports Byline Sports.